Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're joined by Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, this story won't go away. We're talking about the issue with the Berkshire Museum. Give us an update on what's happening.
Well, our latest story on the proposed sale of 40 works of art by the Berkshire Museum to fund their what they call their new vision is that a second lawsuit has been filed to halt the sale of the art. This time, three residents from Lenox, Massachusetts, have filed in Suffolk County, which is Boston. And this suit alleges that the sale of the art would violate the charter, the founding charter of the museum. The plan is to stop financial bleeding year by year. They want to create an endowment of about $40 million. So there's been a tremendous outcry against the sale of the art, particularly to Rockwell's. And so we're just following it as it moves along. The first auction is scheduled for November 13th at Sotheby's in New York City.
And what happens here, Samantha? Fill us in. With these lawsuits, is there any way they can put a stay on the auction?
We're not exactly sure of the outcome. It really depends on how convincing their arguments are. We know that the Attorney General's Office in Massachusetts has been looking into it, and we've been following that. And it seems that the law turns on the initial creation of the museum and then the changing of the structure of the museum in 1932. And recently, 21 of the initial 40 works of art have been unscheduled for their sales. And so we're looking into that as well. But all those legal arguments, also there are arguments about what was the intention of the donors of the art to the museum. And we're not sure yet how the court will find.
Well, from that story to what inevitably is the pre-Halloween celebration going on around our region and in the Berkshires, we have Namkeag, which has a haunted house for those that like to be frightened.
Namkeag has been celebrating Halloween with haunted houses. And this year, for the first time, they're inviting people into the mansion to be scared out of their wits. Haven Arecchio Eggersitz, our reporter, went over there this week. And she said even by the light of day, it was pretty spooky. So I think they're offering quite a frightening weekend.
Did she see any scary clowns?
As far as I know, yes. But Halloween in the Berkshires, I've been schooled. You know, it's one of the most important holidays of the year. People take it seriously, and they celebrate with gusto.
Indeed. I'm going to be dressing up as an enemy of the people.
Well, you know, every day, I think, that's what we put on.
We've been talking with Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News with Berkshire Eagle, berkshireeagle.com. Thanks, Samantha.
Thank you, David.